I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
What's up, guys, and welcome back to this week's review for Star Wars The Bad Batch. So, in the continuing weekly recap of progressive episodes that currently don't seem to be doing much, we have the group returning from a mission that they feel hasn't or was worse than Cid led on, but they also admittedly accept that she's held back information before. When they return, they find out that that Cid's bar has been taken over by a guy who is trying to join the Pike Syndicate. So this episode is heavy on that guy getting the spy stolen from him and getting Cid's club back, and then turning into saving the spy so they can save their skin. So overall, it was a pretty straightforward episode. You know, we know at this point that the Bad Batch is going to survive, so it feels like this episode was another one of those starter episodes that they're setting up to lead into, or potentially lead into, maybe the rise of the Bounty Hunters, or maybe the next season of The Mandalorian, or the Book of Boba Fett, where we get more backstory on the criminal underworld, the Bounty Hunters, the various crime syndicates and families and all that in the Star Wars universe between, or I guess after Return of the Jedi and the downfall of the Empire, but more during the time of the Empire itself. So it just seems like we're getting some of that lead into that backstory as far as how the criminal cartels rose up, how the Hutts continued to prosper, why Vader wanted to use Bounty Hunters by the time of the Empire Strikes Back. So overall, a pretty light episode. We do, as I mentioned earlier, we have a little bit more as far as that the spice is part of the episode. So we do learn that the Pikes do deal in the smuggling of spice. So maybe we'll get more into that backstory. Maybe the Bad Batch will go into the spice mines of Kessel like we did in Solo. It may not be something that's not like a duplicate story. So maybe they go in to steal more spice, or because of their actions, the Empire decides to take over the spice mines of Kessel. So potentially the mines were operating as a private business, but the Empire came in to take it over, something along those lines. So that would be an intriguing story, in my opinion. So that's really all there is to say for this particular episode. It feels a little bit less focused than the past few episodes, just because at least the past few episodes dealt directly with the Empire or the escape of the Bad Batch or the various other stories that were happening as far as the rise of the Empire and the Bad Batch dealing with various elements of the transition from the Republic to the Empire. So we'll see how it goes, or if this is just one of those one-offs that leads into something bigger, or if they have another story arc where this leads into maybe getting the eye of some other criminal element, or the Empire learning again that where the group or the Bad Batch is, and trying to kiss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Take them back into captivity or kill them or something along those lines. So that's all I really have for this particular review. There's not really much to spoil of note or anything intriguing there. I mean, potentially intriguing is the whole thing with the Spice and the Pike Syndicate and how they're prospering or how they got the Spice, where it came from and all of that. But it requires more information as far as how this episode matters in the grand scheme of things between the fall of the Republic and the rise of the Empire. So that's all there is for this particular review. So if you have any questions, comments, Easter eggs I missed, feedback of your own, did you like or dislike this episode, then you can comment on this post on Twitter at PatelN01. The website is headphonesneil.reviews for past episodes, subscription links, supporting the show, and all of that good stuff. And of course, if you want ad-free episodes, early access to bonus content and upcoming content, or sorry, early access to upcoming content as well as some bonus content, then you can find me on Patreon at patreon.com/patelN01. But that is all for this particular review. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.